so long a time. Hell, you've only got room for about three cups of water in there, you know. There was a half dozen cowboys, but it didn't work too well.
Okay. Would you, could you also call the pig roast a barbecue, or would that be something else?
To me, that's a little different, yeah.
A different type of meat or something? Or?
No, it's just the way it's prepared.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, a barbecue, I always think of above-ground charcoal barbecue.
Okay.
Our neighbor next door has one that he had made, and he does that for groups. He's a Baptist minister and does all that sort of thing.
Big brows over there.
Yeah.
He was Mesquite from Texas.
Mesquite, yeah, he's a Texan.
All right. Yeah. They do much dairy producing around here?
Not around this immediate area.
Okay.
Nothing anymore. Okay. When I was a boy, there was two dairies in the area.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What are some of the products that a dairy produces that you can think of?
Well, you know, all varieties of milk, mostly of it today is homogenized.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked in Hilltop Dairy when we lived over at Montrose. I decided I had to have a job. This little ranch we bought, I wasn't a full-time living there.
Yeah.
And so I worked in the dairy, and the Hilltop Dairy, we made ice cream and mm-hmm. cottage cheese and had milk of all variations and cream and naturally skim milk.
Did you have something you would call thin milk?
Called what?
Thin milk? Does that ring a bell?
What was the word?
Thin milk?
Thin milk?
Yeah, did you ever use that?
Like 2% or something?
Maybe, yeah.
Skim? Is that what you said?
Could be skim. I said thin.
Thin.
No? Okay.
I grew up on a little farm down west from Kansas, and we had to turn the separator. And so when
skim
came off, that was blue milk.
What is it called?
But mother just called it skim milk.
Okay.
That's what you fed to the pigs.
I thought you might have said blue milk.
Yeah.
Or did I mishear you?
Blue, yeah, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, I've heard it referred to as blue.
Okay.
Yeah, sure have.
Maybe Blue John?
Huh?
Blue John?
Blue John.
Yeah, does that ring a bell?
No, it doesn't with me.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, there it is.
In the dairy?
Yeah.
In the dairy?
Okay. What about curdled milk?
Curdled? No, that's when you make cottage cheese.
That's basically cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. As long as
you make any cornbread around here?
Oh, yeah.
Got any, what goes into cornbread?
Cornmeal and...
I make mine that cornmeal and flour.
Okay.
And then, you know,
some
soda. And,
okay.
Is it milk and water?
Egg and some milk. I don't use sugar.
Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Salt.
Okay. And the soda is for flavor to make it, is that what makes it rise?
That's what makes it rise.
Okay. Could you use soda in other types of bread, or would you use something else?
Well, it's usually soda, you know, soda biscuits and those kind of things. Soda, that's what makes it rise.
Okay.
But of course, baking powder biscuits, baking powder.
Okay, what about like wheat bread or anything like that? You make any?
Not any cheese.
Okay.
Not cheese.
Do you drink many soft drinks?
No. I don't, no. Very, very soft.
I don't really
know.
Okay. Is that what they call them around here, soft drinks? Or
yeah.
Is there...
Pop?
Pop.
Okay.
Pop, mostly.
Okay. What about moonshine? Had any experiences with moonshine?
I know what it is, and as a kid growing up, here, I remember going up to the courthouse, especially just before election time, when Slim Paul was our sheriff, and he'd raid a still where they were making moonshine, mm-hmm. and bring all the equipment, and it would be there, all of these various funnels and copper tubing and all of this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And